cyanide poison produced by a millipede? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Did you know located within the sides of each segment of a millipede are small chambers? They actually produce a deadly cyanide liquid. When the millipede is threatened, well, droplets appear on its side. Now, the cyanide is strong enough to make most predators very ill if they tried to pick up the millipede, and also it's strong enough to kill small predators if they try to eat it. Since the cyanide gives off a strange odor, most animals just avoid the millipede altogether. Well, to help prevent it from poisoning itself, the millipede has a special kind of mitochondria. Now, if evolution were true, then I wonder how many millipedes poisoned themselves before they developed the special features that protected them. Think about that. Also, the system that produces the cyanide, well, it's extremely complex and would have had to evolve all at the same time, or none of it would have worked anyway. This millipede is specially designed to do what it does do. Evolution? No. Creation? Yes.
Genesis not only answers the question about creation versus evolution, but also sheds light on some other tough questions like, if there's a God, why is there so much suffering and death in the world? In Ken Ham's 32-page booklet, he answers that question for you, and we'll send 10 of them to you for a gift of any size. Today's the last day. Call 888-89-ANSWERS.